Local talk. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 17th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's sunny, 58 degrees.
Crash-free on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Even though police did not find the remains of missing mother Susan Powell near Salem, Oregon, we get word that her father-in-law will stay behind bars.
Convicted child voyeur Stephen Powell will not get out of prison next week, as expected. At the earliest, it will be next month. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with the latest. Peter?
Amanda, Washington State Prison's officials still must approve Stephen Powell's offender release plan before he's a free man again. That could take another month, especially to notify victims and anybody else in the neighborhood in which he might live. And Powell must outline what he'll do and where he'll live in this report.
But now if he violates this, that doesn't mean he goes back to prison. That means he can put him in county jail for short periods of time. But that is not a parole officer. The officer can't send him back to prison.
Prison spokesman Chad Lewis says under Washington law, prosecutors will have to pin a whole new crime on released offenders. Powell was convicted of voyeurism of two girls last year. His daughter-in-law, Susan Powell, remains missing, though her family is glad one more place has been eliminated. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Many are wondering how two terrorists in the Witness Protection Program were able to catch flights out of the United States. Brian Martin updates the story for us live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
A little oops from the Justice Department here, Grant. These terrorists were given new names in the Witness Security Program, or WITSEC, a common practice by the U.S. Marshals Service to protect people who testify against organized crime or gangs. But the feds never gave those new names to the center that maintains the government's no-fly list. So the two hopped on to any old commercial flight and booked it right out of the country. Republicans are jumping on this scandal as well now, with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee calling it an outrageous problem. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The grilling has begun on Capitol Hill into the IRS targeting of conservative groups. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
Committee Chairman Congressman Dave Camp says in a statement that the IRS has demonstrated a culture of cover-up and, in his words, failed time and time again to be honest with the American people. Committee members plan to ask the outgoing Internal Revenue Service chief how and why the targeting of conservative groups could have happened.
Meanwhile, reports this morning reveal the IRS official who led tax-exempt organizations unit at the time now leads the Obamacare unit.
Other national stories we're following. The head of the Sexual Harassment and Assault Response Program at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, has been relieved of his post. He turned himself into police for allegedly violating an order of protection and stalking his ex-wife.
President Obama says the sexual assault problem makes the military less effective. The president also says victims should not face stigma or fear of retaliation. A Pentagon report says as many as 26,000 military members may have been sexually assaulted just last year.
The final witness is scheduled to testify today at O.J. Simpson's hearing for a new trial on his armed robbery and kidnapping conviction. ABC's Alex Stone is in the courthouse in Las Vegas.
Today on the witness stand here, Simpson's former attorney, Yale Galanter, will testify. It could be heated testimony. Galanter is a man Simpson and his current attorneys have been blaming. They say he messed up the case 4.5 years ago, and they even allege inappropriate behavior. Today, Galanter will refute those claims and is expected to say he did everything he could to defend Simpson during the trial. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
Two men were not only mistaken about a body in Provo Canyon, they found themselves under arrest. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says the men told them they found a dead woman along the Provo River Trail. The woman was simply resting on the ground. Deputies say they smelled marijuana on the men and found drug paraphernalia in their car.
People living around Lehigh High School say they're fed up with students parking cars in front of their homes. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
Yes, Grant, the people around Lehigh High School, they told the city council that parking around their homes is an absolute mess. They say some have actually started putting their garbage cans out to try and at least keep one parking spot open. But they say the students are now pushing those cans with their cars. The Daily Herald reports the school district will tackle this topic at an upcoming meeting, and they hope a future redesign of the school will actually help solve the problem. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
People packed the Ogden School school board meeting last night to express their anger over recent cuts. The Ogden Standard Examiner says parents, librarians, former principals, teachers, and students were there. Part-time reading coaches, librarians, and adult education program members are all seeing cuts. The district says it has a $2.7 million budget deficit.
And the budget axe may soon fall on NASA and the space program. Johnson Space Center Director Dr. Ellen Ochoa says the JSC won't be able to continue operating at its current level.
What we're focused on is what can we get done with the money that we have, so we're continuing to move forward in space.
If the federal budget cuts are not changed, the space agency's budget request would be reduced by almost $1 billion.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Because we didn't want to go anywhere either.
UDOT says some homes are saved, but others will have to go in Davis County.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Red Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
The Night Sack.
Ethan's not here today, but I found a story that I think he would enjoy, and I think you will too. A woman has lost 90 pounds, and she revealed how she did it by eating every meal and drinking all of her drinks at Starbucks. That's right, at every meal at the coffee chain. It's also been announced that she's gone bankrupt after spending $17 on lattes every single meal. Hit us with an email, nightside@ksl.com, if you want it read on the Night Sack.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Wow, I have listened to you from day one. That's my hipster comment for the day. I love you. You're fabulous.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
Is thinking really hard work? I'm KSL's Jay McFarland.
And the news is sponsored by Mountain Land Design. Discover, experience, compare. Mountain Land Design. Choose the perfect appliances, plumbing, hardware for your perfect kitchen and bath. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. KSL has confirmed that the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away. A statement on the LDS Church's newsroom website says Sister Frances Monson passed away at 6:35 a.m. this morning in a Salt Lake City hospital surrounded by family.
She had been hospitalized for several weeks and passed away peacefully of causes incident to age. Sister Monson was 86. Funeral arrangements are pending. Recognized by her husband as the family's beacon of love, compassion, and encouragement, Sister Monson lived a Christ-centered life in word and deed, and she will forever be remembered for her kindness and quiet, sustained support of her husband in his church duties.
Once again, Sister Monson passed away at the age of 86.
In other news, UDOT has chosen a path for the new West Davis corridor. Project manager Randy Jeffries says there are several advantages for the option B route over other proposals.
This option overall has better transportation performance. It carries more traffic. It has a better interchange design.
In addition, UDOT says this route means fewer families will have to be relocated, and they will save about $60 to $90 million over the option A route.
Rising temperatures, dry brush, and houses, a recipe for a fire disaster. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the story.
People want the suburban lifestyle in a woodland setting, but when regulations keeping trees and bushes away from the residential buildings are ignored, the fire department may not be able to save your most prized possession.
There are some areas I just won't be able to stop it in. So we're going to lose some houses, but I know there will be times when we back off, and I'm just going to say some things are going to burn.
Sandy Fire Chief Don Rosenkrantz says the city has already removed 500,000 pounds of overgrowth from the Dimpledale Park area, but there are many other locations that are in extreme fire danger. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 8:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the KSL Traffic Center and Dave Meekum.
Well, it's kind of a broken record, but it's a good one this morning. Still a nice drive on I-15 getting into downtown from the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Heavier traffic on the south end, but still moving at freeway speed. Nothing that's going to cause you any problems or slow you down. Utah County is in great shape. Ricky?
And Dave, for those coming in from the north, it's been a nice ride all morning long. Southbound I-15 from Ogden all the way to the north interchange. We've had a little bit of minor slowing southbound I-15 between the Beck Street overpass and downtown. Speeds dipping below the limit, but not really any kind of stop-and-go delays there. And then over to the east, it's been a smooth ride all morning. Westbound on I-80 from 23rd East to I-15 and I-215's East Belt. Vincent Hair Institute restores more than hair, starting at $89. The latest hair restoration procedures begin at $19.99. Free consultations, VincentHairInstitute.com. Look as young as you feel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. The weather changing today. A lot of clouds. Passing showers and storms will be likely in the afternoon, and there could be some real soakers out there today. And cooler, highs only around 70. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And let's see what it is right now. Downtown, 58 degrees.
To repeat, we have confirmed that the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away. A statement on the LDS Church's newsroom website says Sister Frances Monson passed away at 6:35 this morning in the hospital, surrounded by family. And we will have more information coming up later this half hour on Utah's Morning News.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The most important step to a beautiful lawn is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. And I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results? Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn without brown spots and dry areas. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
At Whipple Service Champions at 444 Fast, we'll unplug any drain line with our powerful motor-operated electric spinning drain cable machine for just $69. This is not snagging hairballs with a fish hook. For just $69, we'll use powerful electric spinning cables to clear any blockage, including roots. For greased up, gunked up, crusted on, or root-penetrated pipes, for an additional charge, we'll deploy our ultra-high pressure inline pipe rejuvenating system to scour your pipe pipes to the bare walls and give you one of the industry's longest guarantees. Pipes should be self-scouring, but they're not when they're full of stuff that catches other stuff. Stuff happens, and then stuff is all over your basement. Call your best choice Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. You get Utah's A-plus rated, best of state Whipple Service Champions, shoe cover wearing, clean cut, drug tested, background check technicians who won't leave a mess. Special pricing good during standard business hours.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool.
It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
General RV.
UDOT has announced their preferred route for the West Davis Corridor. And of course, it's not without its controversy. We're going to let you chime in on today's Doug Wright Show in the 9 o'clock hour here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
An accused terrorist with Utah ties makes his first appearance in court today. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson passed away this morning. A church statement says she had been hospitalized for several weeks and was surrounded by family when she passed. She was 86 years old.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We're looking at a good drive heading into the Davis or heading into downtown right now from the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Seeing some heavy traffic around the south interchange and a little bit of slowing. Not really slowing, just kind of heavier traffic right now up through the 106 South area. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a change in the weather for today. It's not going to be as warm. Our temps around 70, passing clouds and showers and thunderstorms, more likely in the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, downtown, 58 degrees.
Scandal from Washington reached new heights 40 years ago today as the Watergate hearings got underway. This file audio of Senator Lowell Weicker reflects the gravity at the time.
So the story to come has its significance, not in the acts of men breaking, entering, and bugging the Watergate, but in the acts of men who almost, America.
The Senate was investigating the break-in and wiretapping of the Democratic headquarters at the direction of the committee to re-elect President Richard Nixon.
I'm Jay McFarlane with the Browsers on KSL News Radio. Researchers set out to discover if thinking is actually hard work. So they set people to work on mental tasks, and then afterwards they asked them to perform physical tasks. Those groups that had no mental task before physical work had plenty of energy, but those who had spent time performing the mental task showed a reduced energy level and stamina level. Jay McFarland, KSL News Radio.
We'll have more on the passing of the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson in just a few minutes.
KSL's top national story, President Obama takes a quick break from some brewing controversies in Washington, heading for a nearby destination with more positive developments. Mr. Obama plans to visit Baltimore, which has experienced steady job growth.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
The man forced out as the acting IRS chief says the agency made foolish mistakes.
The listing described in the report, while intolerable, was a mistake and not an act of partisanship.
Stephen Miller is answering questions before the House Ways and Means Committee about the agency's practice of targeting conservative groups. Bond is set at $10 million for the second of two brothers who cops say started shooting in that Mother's Day parade in New Orleans. As many as 16 tornadoes touched down in North Texas yesterday. This woman in Granbury is thankful to be alive.
My cars are gone, my house is gone, but my children are here and we're okay.
Winds were up to 200 miles per hour. Several people were killed. A month after that huge fertilizer plant explosion in Texas that killed 15, officials have had to declare the cause undetermined. They say it's either a problem with the plant's electrical systems, a battery-powered golf cart, or a criminal act. Yesterday it was $475 million. Then a lot of people bought tickets. Now Saturday's Powerball jackpot swollen to $550 million. Could go up even more. These people in L.A. just couldn't resist.
I bought one, my first one. And we'll see. Maybe I'll win.
A dollar and a dream. That's it. You got to be in it to win it.
Got to be in it to win it. Your odds of winning, only 1 in 170 million. So take your chances on that one, but good luck to you.
1 in what?
1 in 170 million.
Well, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I'd rather buy a hamburger.
Yeah. What are the odds of lasting 20 years on one radio program?
That's a good question.
Probably bigger than that.
All right. Let's see. KSL News Time now is 8:19. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and a good commute so far. Dave?
It's been a great commute, Amanda, and it continues to be. No problems on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, I-215 on the west side belt. That's looking great for you. In Utah County, no problems. Your accidents reported there, and I-15 moving along great in both directions. Ricky?
Dave, we are looking at a nice ride southbound on I-15. Now, we have had some busy traffic between Bountiful and downtown with a little bit of heavy and slower traffic going between the Beck Street overpass and about 6 North, but we haven't seen any kind of real stop-and-go delays to tie you up on your commute. And to the east, you're in great shape. I-215 and I-80 had a smaller accident in Sandy earlier this morning, 90th South at about 450 West. That should be in the cleanup stages. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
And a good morning to you guys, and a happy 20 as well. Way to go. Hey, we are looking for passing showers and storms today, especially by after the noon hour. Some of these storms could contain some heavy rain, and it's not going to be as warm, only around 70. Showers and storms likely at times tomorrow, mixed in with mostly cloudy skies. Our temps for Saturday only in the upper 60s. And a cooler Sunday. Showers in the morning, clearing Sunday afternoon, but only 65. Warming up to near 70 and mostly sunny on Monday. Tuesday, a warmer day near 80. Wednesday, back in the 70s and a mix of sun and clouds. And then getting warmer again for next Thursday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown Salt Lake, we've got 58 degrees.
In depth now on the news that Sister Frances Monson has passed away. She was the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. A church statement says she was surrounded by family at a Salt Lake hospital this morning when she peacefully passed away.
Funeral arrangements are pending. President Monson often spoke of his beloved Frances in his talks.
The first day I saw Frances, I knew I'd found the right one.
He was serving in the United States Navy at the time.
And guess what she said to me? You're tall and skinny, and I think you'd look better in a Navy uniform. So I joined the Navy.
Sister Monson described the first time her parents met him at a BYU's women's conference. She told the audience that her father showed Thomas Monson a picture of a young missionary named Monson and asked, "Do you know him?" President Monson said, "Yes, that's my grandfather's brother."
My father was just thrilled. He thought, "Oh, we knew him. He was a missionary in our home in Sweden and helped convert my mother and father and 12 children. By that time, he was in." So
we were just remembering Sister Monson back prior to Mother's Day. One of her daughters talking about how her father, of course, is known all over the world, but not as many people are familiar with this beacon of love, as she is described by
quiet, confident,
Frances Beverly Monson. She was the youngest and the only daughter of France Johnson and Hilder Booth Johnson's 5 children. Her parents were just delighted to have a little girl in the family when they promptly named Frances after her father, Franz.
She was 86 years old when she passed away in the hospital surrounded by family. KSL News Time now, 8:23.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Utah Opera presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, a rollicking masterpiece of comic opera that continues to delight audiences worldwide. Figaro, the clever and meddlesome barber, proves that a hairdresser could be the perfect matchmaker in this hilarious opera you're sure to love. Experience The Barber of Seville, May 11th through 19th at Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $13. Get yours by visiting utahopera.org. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Experts say the improvement is due to a rejuvenated tech market.
Bill Gates is on the top of the world. Microsoft shares are up 28% this year, and that has made Gates the richest man in the world again. Telecom tycoon Carlos Slim is the second richest man.
You can now have birthday cake every day of the year. At least you can have the taste of birthday cake. The latest multi-million dollar trend is to put birthday cake flavor into everything, from ice drinks to toothpaste to even vodka.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The markets are up. Dow Jones up 67 points. We are at 15,301. The NASDAQ up 19.6. And the S&P is at 1660. We're up 10 points.
The movie show coming up after 10 o'clock, and they'll be talking about this movie.
The choices you make could get yourself and everyone under your command killed.
Star Trek.
In you, Jim.
Yeah, we believe in you, Jim. Star Trek Into Darkness, the movie show from 10 to noon on KSL News Radio.
And if you're just joining us this morning, we learned just a few minutes ago that the wife of President Monson, Sister Frances Monson, died just this morning at the age of 86. The couple was blessed with three children, Thomas, Anne, and Clark. She was surrounded by her family when she passed, and we'll have more coming up.
KSL News Time, 827.
Wow, it seems like yesterday that Amanda was coming off the weekends and Grant had just joined us after living in Seattle, and now it's been 20 years of Grant and Amanda.
I don't know, have you seen the pictures, how young they were? I mean, 20 years, you guys are a rare breed. Congratulations and bask in the glory.
Well, actually, Amanda is young and Grant just has had great plastic surgery.
Rude! Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary, a celebration at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Buy Component Playgrounds, superior quality products that last through years of fun for families and kids of all ages.
KSL News Time, 829. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back again to the Traffic Center and Dave Meekum.
And it continues to be a great drive for you on I-15. If you're coming into the downtown stretch from the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, it looks good for you through 106 South all the way through the south interchange. The normal trouble spots looking pretty good. The west side belt's also in good shape, and no problems or delays that I can see for you in Utah County. Ricky?
Well, Dave, we're still seeing some busy traffic southbound I-15 between the North Interchange and 6 North downtown, but overall speeds are improving. Utah Gold Buyers, a professional, ethical, and very comfortable place to do business. You won't feel like you're in a pawn shop. Visit them at one of 8 locations with the newest in Logan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. We are going to look for passing showers and storms today, and some could be on the strong side this afternoon and evening. And it's not going to be as warm either. Temps this time around 70, and get set for a cooler weekend. More rain likely tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 60 degrees.
The morning drive winding down. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story is breaking news.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson passed away this morning.
We're told she was surrounded by family. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest. Mark?
Grand Francis B. Monson was 85 years old. We're told by the church he had spent several weeks in the hospital and died this morning around 6:30 of causes incident to age. She married Thomas S. Monson in 1948. Daughter Ann Dibb says she has been a constant example of good works.
I think my mother had a lot of patience. And she also recognized that things didn't get better necessarily because you might complain about it.
The Monsons have 3 children and numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
It sounded like a confession, the note in the boat that police say was written by the younger suspect in the Boston bombings.
And now the FBI's investigation has led them to a Chechen refugee. Brian Martin has the latest on the story live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, Johar Tsarnaev was hurt. He was lying in that boat, shot by police, and cops say he grabbed a pen and started writing. Former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett thinks Tsarnaev thought he was dying, so he wrote a confessional.
It's an extremely important statement by Johar because it's before law enforcement ever interviews him. So whatever he has written on the side of that boat can be used against him in a court of law.
And now the FBI is chatting with a man in Chechnya who they say may have radicalized the older Tsarnaev brother. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A man accused of having terrorist ties while spending time in Utah and Idaho will be in federal court this morning in Boise. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Federal police went into Foslet and Kurbanoff's home in Boise and found bomb-making materials. And neighbors, they say they're still shocked.
It blew me away when I saw that FBI incident response truck. It's like, whoa! Something serious is going on here.
The suspect is accused of building and teaching others how to build bombs, and that includes 10 days that he spent right here in Salt Lake City. Police say that his goal was to hurt people. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A Taylorsville man says he's sorry for shooting at cars and police on Legacy Parkway earlier this year, but he is still going to prison. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
Marco Antonio Guizar told the Davis County courtroom he wanted to die by cop. He was sorry for putting people in danger, he says. Guizar pleaded guilty to shooting at cars first in West Valley on January 15th and then at police on January 16th on Legacy Parkway. Police fired back and no one was injured. Guizar will serve 3 concurrent prison terms ranging from 1 to 15 years and probably get drug treatment there. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Mother chased after a kidnapper and crashed her vehicle into his car. Albuquerque police say the man snatched a 4-year-old girl from her yard. The mother jumped into her car and followed him for about 7 miles, but she was unaware that he had pushed the girl out of the car before even leaving the apartment complex. Police caught up with the man after a manhunt.
Child Protective Services and police in Northern California have allowed a newborn baby to be returned to his parents. Baby Sammy was taken away from his parents because they had taken him out of the hospital without a proper discharge. Even though he's home for now, Sammy's mother, Anna Nikolaev, says a court hearing at the end of the month could change that.
I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know what they're going to say. So we're just going to hope for the best.
In the meantime, Child Protective Services will be making regular house calls.
A man that became an internet sensation after saving 2 people from another man is now behind bars himself. Caleb McGilvery faces murder charges for the death of a New Jersey attorney. Officials caught up with him in Philadelphia at the bus station where this man witnessed his arrest.
Now, I've seen the officer come in and he said something to him and then he put his hands behind his back and then they took him out.
Kai McGill gained renown earlier this year after tales of his exploits went viral on the web.
Seven people are still missing after tornadoes tore through parts of North Texas. At least six people died and more than 100 people were injured. At least 10 tornadoes touched down this week.
A southern Utah teen owes his life to the only life flight crew in the United States that is qualified to perform hoist rescues. Pilot Dennis Patterson says he had to drop the chopper down into a narrow canyon full of trees and other obstacles.
I was able to get in and with the helicopter because the flight nurse that I was flying with, it was the hoist operator, was able to talk me down.
If Patterson's crew had not been able to get to the 16-year-old, rescuers would have had to carry the boy down three waterfalls through some very, very steep terrain.
And Utah's Morning News continues the jobs that have the fattest workers and the fittest.
It has been a great commute on a Friday. We'll continue to follow it for you coming up on the night.
And if you're just joining us, we learned this morning that Sister Monson passed away at the age of 85, and we'll have more on her passing and her life coming up.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
This is Margie, and I'll never forget the day when Amanda came back and Grant said, "She's back. Glad you guys are together. Congratulations."
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, more on the life of the passing of Sister Frances S. Monson, the beloved wife of the LDS Church president.
Technology is changing the college admissions process, but not all students are benefiting. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The problem of the digital divide has two issues. One is the high ratio of students to school counselors. Lillian Sosie Jensen at the State Office of Education says the average in Utah is 1 to 356. It can be 1 to 600 in larger schools.
To be able to provide the individual services in some of these efforts is sometimes not manageable.
The other issue is the influx of refugee and immigrant students and other first-generation college students who may not have internet access or much skill. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Have you noticed more people requesting wheelchairs at the airport?
Requests for wheelchairs are up in many of the nation's busiest airports, likely from people hoping to zip through security screening lines. Ingrid Tishner is Director of Development and Communications for the Disability Rights and Education Defense Fund.
Like any system, there is going to probably be some level of abuse or what other people would call fraud.
And what about those who really need assistance?
The most obvious problem that it causes is that it draws much-needed resources away from the people who actually need them.
But Tishner says while wheelchair requests are up, the system isn't failing. Todd Ant, ABC News.
KSL News Time 8:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Dave.
Finally seeing some of the normal delays on the south end now. As you approach the south interchange right around 70th South or so, you're going to get into some stop-and-go traffic, and that's going to be there waiting for you through the south interchange. When you get through the south interchange, that'll break up and get back to normal freeway speed traffic for you heading into the downtown area. Still looking at a good drive in Utah County, though. Ricky?
Dave, coming in from the north, it's been problem-free all morning long, southbound I-15. The Davis County Drive has been running steady. Over to the east, also in good shape, I-80, I-215. We do have a crash with possible injuries being called out, 134th South and 5600 West. Half-priced granite, 346 West Gregson, 3100 South and 3rd West. Come see us and save thousands on a brand new kitchen. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Our weather changing, cooling down a little bit. Our highs this time only around the low 70s, a lot of clouds early. And then we'll look for passing showers and even thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain at times today with these passing showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. And our temperatures, again, low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake right now, 60 degrees.
We learned this morning that Sister Monson passed away. And I love the stories about her, Grant, that she was the fix-it person in her family.
Oh, really?
That on Christmas Eve, she was the one fixing bikes and toys and dollhouses. If an electrical switch went out, she was the one. If there was a plumbing leak, she was the one. And do you know President Monson gladly admitted this wasn't his talent.
Right.
This was her area of talent.
Isn't that something?
But she passed away this morning, and we'll hear President Monson speak about his dear and beloved wife coming up in just a few minutes.
That's on KSL News Radio, just ahead, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I had surgery at another hospital. Things didn't go exactly as planned, so I decided to see another doctor for a second opinion, who is a doctor associated with Davis Hospital. He made some suggestions that I felt comfortable with, and we decided to go ahead and do surgery again. The day I went in, they were fabulous right from the start. They just treated me like gold. It was just a whole different experience from the other hospital. It ended up being like having the hip replacement all over again. But at Davis, they actually got it right. Because of having my hip fixed the right way, I just feel like I have my life back.
Davis Hospital and Medical Center. My orthopedic care, my healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
show, and of course, we'll be taking a look at the highly anticipated movie Star Trek Into Darkness. And of course, we'll have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. We'll tell you what's new on DVD 10 to noon here at KSL News Radio.
And the news is sponsored by General RV. RV show prices are back at General RV through Saturday at Robert Jensen's General RV.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Funeral arrangements are now pending for Sister Frances Monson, the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. She passed away peacefully this morning at the age of 85 from causes incident to age.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Parents, librarians, teachers, and students gave the Ogden School Board an earful last night. They don't like the cuts to several programs, but the district has a $2.7 million shortfall.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We've had a pretty good drive this morning, but we do have a problem right now to let you know about. That stop-and-go traffic northbound on I-15 heading up through the south interchange. You're going to get those delays as you come into the Midvale stretch of I-15 around 70th South and be in that through the south interchange, and then I'll break up for you. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
Things finally starting to cool down. Our temperatures this time around only around 70. A lot of clouds, passing showers and storms, especially afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, we've got some clouds and 60 degrees.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away. A statement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says Frances B. Monson died this morning, surrounded by family. She had been hospitalized for several weeks. Sister Monson was 85.
President Monson would talk publicly from time to time about Frances. In April of 2008, President Monson spoke of Frances and her parents. We'll have that.
We'll be right back with that in a moment.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Farms over 100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
And now here are some remarks from President Monson about his wife, Frances.
The first day I saw Frances, I knew I'd found the right one. The Lord brought us together later. I went to her home to call on her. And she introduced me, and her father said, "Monson, that's a Swedish name, isn't it?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Good." Then he went in and brought out a picture from the bureau of two missionaries with their top hats and their book, copies of the Book of Mormon. "Are you related to this Monson?" he said. "Elias Monson." I said, "Yes. He's my grandfather's brother. He too was a missionary in Sweden." And her father wept. He wept easily. He said, "He and his companion were the missionaries who taught the gospel to my mother and my father and all of my brothers and sisters and to me." And then he kissed me on the cheek. And then her mother cried and she kissed me on the other cheek. And then I looked around for Frances. And then she said, "I'll go get my coat." My sweet Frances, had a terrible fall earlier this year. She went to the hospital. She lay in a coma for about 27 days. I sat by her side. She never moved a muscle. The children cried. The grandchildren cried. And I wept. Not a movement. And then one day, she opened her eyes. I set a speed record in getting to her side. And I gave her a kiss and a hug. And I said, "You're back. I love you." And she said, "I love you too, Tom. But we're in serious trouble." I thought, "What do you know about trouble, Francis?" She said, "I forgot to mail in our fourth quarter income tax payment." I said to her, "Francis, if you had said that before you extended a kiss to me and told me you love me, I might have left you here." Brethren, let's treat our wives with dignity and with respect. They're our eternal companions. Sisters, honor your husbands. They need to hear a good word. They need a friendly smile. They need a warm expression of true love.
Beautiful words from President Monson about his beloved wife, Sister Monson, who passed earlier this morning at the age of 85.
In just a minute, we'll talk with Sherry Dew. KSL News Time, 8:49, traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to you, Dave.
Well, we still got a little bit of slowing through the South Interchange. It's starting to ease up a little bit, but still expect some slow and go approaching the South Interchange and through the South Interchange right now. Things looking good in Utah County. Ricky?
And Dave, it looks like we do have a new accident. This is going to be eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, about 8800 west in the Magna area, and that left lane is closed to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's find out about our 7-day weather forecast. We've got some rain in there. Here's Grant Wayman.
All right, guys, we've been talking about cooler weather for the weekend, and it looks like it is on its way. We already have some rain to the west of town, showers and storms likely by the noon hour into the afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain at times. Our temps only around 70. Cooler tomorrow, 60s with passing showers and storms. So get set for that. And Sunday morning, we could see more rain, but clearing Sunday afternoon, cool, only in the 60s. So it's a cool and, for the most part, wet weekend. Monday, back to near 70 and sunshine. Tuesday, near 80. Wednesday, 70s and partly cloudy. Thursday, back to near 80. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 60 downtown.
More now on the life and passing of Sister Frances Monson, the wife of President Thomas S. Monson.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is author and biographer Sherry Dew, who is so familiar with so many women of the church. Sherry, what an honor to speak with you this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Amanda and Grant. Thanks for the invitation.
How are you feeling, and what are your thoughts on the learning of Sister Monson's passing?
I just feel so tender about this. I didn't learn long before I got the message from you that you wanted to talk to me, and it's just made me so tender. I've been thinking about the Sister Frances Monson that I have known for so many years, including before her health became more frail. And oh my goodness, I have to say, I've been deeply touched this morning to think about the loss of Sister Monson and what it means for President Monson, but really for all of us.
You know, we were just talking and reflecting a little bit about, she was the fix-it person in the house, and she was the budgeter in the house, and she was the quiet, steady, you know, stable support for President Monson.
But I'll tell you what, the spark plug for his life. He, and it's evidenced in so many things that he said over the pulpit at General Conference, but in so many other ways about how he just adores her. It goes beyond saying, in my opinion, she enabled him to do all he's been able to do. I think that statement is true. But it's even more than that. She just has been a rock for him of encouragement, support, love, sustaining any part of that. And yes, when it came to fixing things around the house, all the way to having enormous empathy and patience. This is a woman that has patience that just knows no bounds. For his unusual way of saying, okay, I'm on my way home tonight, but I think I should go to the hospital and then maybe do another one and then maybe do another one. And here's this woman who's been at home all day keeping the home fires burning, never knowing what errand of mercy her husband is on. Mm-hmm. And he said, never once did he ever hear a murmur. Boy, that's saying something.
I remember, Sherry, when Sister Hinckley passed away, that so many of us were concerned for President Hinckley because we knew how much he depended on her. And I know that people will be concerned for President Monson similarly.
President Hinckley was very open about how devastating it was to lose Sister Hinckley. And here's the joy, though. Here's the joy for President Monson. And I can't imagine what he is feeling and his children. But, and we're maybe a kind of small consolation in a way, but I hope a significant one on the other hand, and that is he will have an entire church praying for him.
Yes.
14 million people will be praying for him in a yet more earnest way.
Sherry, thank you for those thoughts and reflections. Wish we had more time to talk with you. Have a good day. That is Sherry Dew, president of Deseret Book, with us live on the KSL Newsline.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy 3 select installed tires and we'll give you the 4th one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of 4 in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit kslnewsradio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Just like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Probably talk to them about growing up.
Probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
City Nursery.
Adding color and curb appeal to your home is simple with Tri-City Nursery. Stop by and talk to the experts. See how you, too, can get creative with shrubs, trees, and perennials. That's Tri-City Nursery, Deseret Drive, Kaysville. Add some color to your home at Tri-City Nursery.
Everything you need to beautify your home. You'll find it here and it's locally grown. Get it where it grows.
Tri-City.
Tri-City Nursery.
KSL News Time 8:59. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Dave.
Still have those delays northbound I-15, slow and go, stop and go from the Midvale area through the north, through the south interchange. Ricky.
And we have an accident. It is affecting the inside lanes of traffic east and westbound on the 21st South Freeway, right around 90th West. Simply Mac is holding its free annual e-waste recycling event at the Maverick Center May 17th and 18th from 9 to 3 at the Maverick Center with the Recycling Coalition of Utah. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Downtown, 60 degrees.
Hello, this is Gary Herbert, Governor of the great state of Utah. I just want to wish Grant and Amanda a very happy